Told you, of course, about Black Wednesday and what it means this day, the 19th of October, going all the way back to 1977. And it's all about media freedom. A new issue that is being discussed by many in our society at the moment is around media access when people accused of corruption and wrongdoing are arrested. The so-called Hollywood-style arrests by the Hawks and the NPA. This has all raised questions around whether or not, in fact, the media should be there when these arrests are effected. Should we have a blackout? I played you a little clip earlier of the ANC's Secretary General saying this is exactly the kind of thing he does not want to see. We've got both sides of the argument. We're joined now by Advocate Mudidima Manya, who's the Executive Director of Legal Services at the University of South Africa. And of course, against him is Advocate Paul Hoffman, who's the director of Accountability Now. I'll start with Advocate Manya on this. Welcome to our program and thank you very much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Bongani and your listeners.
So your view is that, you know, that old adage that justice must not only be done, but also must be seen to be done. And therefore, when you make these arrests public, when you make a show and tell of it, it's part of making sure that people know that there are consequences to actions.
Yes, and I think let me not be understood to be encouraging that when people are arrested, then you should invite the media. The point I'm making is that if the media, for whatever reason, is present, it doesn't make the arrest unlawful.
But quite often in these instances, the media is present because somebody has tipped them off that the arrest will happen.
Yes, definitely. But I think the point, firstly, let's correct this issue. I mean, obviously the Secretary General has got some point. And the point arises from the history of the law enforcement agencies, the SAPs and the NPA, and what the perception has always been about what they are being used for. The difficulty, naturally, is that even if it is true that the law enforcement agencies have been used for whatever purpose, political or whatever the case may be, The point of the matter is that if the police have conducted a proper investigation and they are going to arrest somebody, whether they are tipped, the media is tipped by the police or by whoever the case may be, it doesn't change the picture. But I think one of the issues that I am concerned about is that we have a deficit of information and action. Remember the last time, as far back as 2007, we were told about this Hollywood story.
Yeah.
And when people stop, when we stop seeing people arrested, the Scorpions disbanded, we wake up some 10 years later or even more to see the level of lawlessness which has taken place in the years that we were told that there shouldn't be Hollywood. The question is, the public, which are the owners of democracy, are sitting and watching. They saw a commissioner of police being removed. Not one, not two. The current commissioner of police is facing some allegations, I think, by the former commissioner of Gauteng. We have seen the courts have acted, intervened in respect of three national directors of public prosecutions. We saw Advocate Piccoli removed from office despite not having been found guilty of anything. The public is sitting there wondering what is happening here. And then we see all these major revelations at the Zondo Commission.
Yeah.
That's in the story of the PPEs. Now the question is, how do we gain trust and confidence that the law enforcement agency is doing what the president has promised us?
I think we all want justice, but what about the right to dignity? I mean, surely that's a constitutional provision. We've also seen people being arrested with much fanfare for only then the cases to collapse in court. And what happens when people are indeed innocent and yet have been humiliated?
Well, I think Bongani, we must ask the question whether an arrest on its own constitutes a violation of the right to human dignity and whether it constitutes a humiliation. Obviously, in those instances, and I think that is what we should guard against and where I would agree with the ANC Secretary General, it's not about whether it's Hollywood. It's whether the police and the law enforcement agency have got a proper case to effect an arrest, because whether the media is there or is not there, it doesn't, nothing turns on that, whether the case stands in court. Of course, if there are tendencies of abuse of law enforcement agencies, that must be dealt with. But the bottom line is that I'm not sure how do we strike a balance and say that the media cannot take pictures of somebody being arrested because we fear that person is going to be humiliated.
All
in
right.
general terms, police don't wake up in the morning and say, we're now looking for Bongani. They would have done an investigation. And the mere fact of an arrest does not presuppose a conviction.
Okay, that's your side of it. Let's invite Advocate Paul Hoffman now, Director of Accountability Now, to offer the other side. A very good morning to you. Welcome back to our program. You don't often agree with Ace Magashule, I suspect, but on this one, you're with him. But what about this idea that surely you can't have influential people arranging private arrests away from the glare of the public eye?
Good morning, Bongani, and good morning to your listeners and my co-panelists as well. I think what we need to bear in mind is that the state, which includes the officers effecting an arrest, is obliged to respect, protect, promote, and fulfill the human rights of everybody, including suspects in a criminal case. You only become a suspect in a criminal case if a docket that has been prepared, a criminal investigation, has been prepared and presented to a prosecutor who has decided to issue an arrest warrant by way of a decision that amounts to a prima facie case of whatever charge is being proffered.
Correct.
Been established in the docket.
Correct.
Now, obviously, that is a far cry from a proof beyond reasonable doubt
right.
in a criminal trial that may or may not follow the arrest. The person being arrested is entitled to his dignity, he's entitled to his privacy, he's entitled to a fair trial, and he is entitled to the benefit of the presumption of innocence when he is on trial.
Advocate Hoffman,
no advantage.
No, I was going to come in there and say one of the things that Advocate Manya has argued is that it can't simply be a violation of rights simply because the media is there to report on the arrest. And he also makes the point that crime is a public matter, not a private issue between the suspect and the police.
There's absolutely no harm because the arraignment takes place in open court. There is no harm in the press reporting on the first appearance of the accused person in court. But the courts in the United States, in fact, the highest court in the United States, has decided that it is indeed a breach of your privacy and your dignity, and that it is not part of the rights of the media to be able to, what they call it, a media ride-along arrest. Because as you've suggested in the first part of this slot, the media don't get to ride along unless they are invited, because they obviously cannot follow the arresting officers around all day, every day, in the hope that some significant arrest is going to be made. I agree that we live in an open, accountable and responsive order. I agree that it is important that the public should know what is going on in the Criminal Justice Administration. But I also agree with Ace Magashule that what he calls Hollywood-style arrests are an infringement of the human rights of the person being arrested, and they are not part of the exercise of the media freedom that we do enjoy.
All right.
Bill of Rights.
Let me bring back Advocate Manya on this. Your response to that, Advocate Manya, you've heard what Advocate Hoffman has had to say. I mean, these showy arrests, how do we not prevent what we saw in previous years where factional battles, for example, in the governing party are used to settle scores with showy arrests and searches and seizures, when in fact it turns out perhaps it's a fishing expedition and there isn't much behind the action?
Yes, but that's the point I'm making, is that we must distinguish between the incompetence and inability of the law enforcement agencies to do their job properly, and the fact that when a person is arrested, I mean, Bongani, if police were to come and arrest me in the day, and that's an ordinary person, they drive there in a buggy. They don't make an appointment. They don't tell people to go into their houses. They arrest me there. People are watching. The only difference is that there's no media here. Obviously, people in high-profile positions are attractive to the public. But I think we must not think this is the issue of the media. This is the issue of the public. What is the superior right here? Is the right of the public to know, whether through the media or through announcements. Where, yeah, I think I would take strong exception is if people are abusing power, whether it's the police or anybody else is abusing power, that should be rejected with the contempt that it deserves. But I think to come up with a system where specific individuals, because of their positions, there must be some private treaty when they get arrested, then that on its own, I don't think is constitutional. Everybody must be treated equally.
All right, we'll leave it there.
I'm not saying the police cannot. Police do generally call people and say, we are looking for you. And people don't go to the police station. But there shouldn't be a special dispensation because of your position.
All right, we'll leave it there. Advocate Manya and Advocate Hoffman on two sides of that issue. I'll leave it for you to make up your own mind. The open line with Clement Manyatele is going to be up next. Perhaps that's one of the things you can weigh in if you've now made up your own mind.